This is a massive savings programme of hundreds of millions of pounds, and almost everything in that programme did go through, and it has been approved by the BBC Trust today. The only two, the two main things that were changed have been local radio, and in fact another one from our area, if you like, is Inside Out, the weekly current affairs programme that goes out. And the East Midlands edition was threatened with having to perhaps merge with the West Midlands edition because they were looking at 40% cuts. Well, the Trust today has said actually it's going to be 20%, and that means we will continue to offer 11 separate editions of Inside Out, including one just for the East Midlands.
The problems for the BBC, though, don't go away. And if this level of cuts in local broadcasting is less than previously planned, presumably greater cuts will have to appear elsewhere within the BBC. So tough times ahead for the organisations.
There are tough times ahead. Although I should actually say the money to kind of reduce these savings has actually come from something. It's kind of a technical thing. Sky, who we broadcast our television channels on, are charging us less to be on their EPG after the broadcaster said, "Why are you charging us so much money to appear on your EPG, the Electronic Programme Guide?" So we're paying a lot less. They came back and said, "You're right, we'll charge you less." So we're paying a lot less for that. So that's where the money, the pot of money, if you like, has come from.
You know, some people will jump up and down and say, "So the money I pay to Sky is now going to the BBC."
Well, they're not. Sky aren't getting as much money off of us for us to appear on their EPG, which has saved us some money and means that we can put some money back into local radio.
Right. And for you, as for listeners to just explain, Stuart Thomas is the head of the BBC in the East Midlands. So you look after the East Midlands radio stations and East Midlands Day and Inside Out. You must be quite relieved, but I suspect you've been working quite hard fighting the corner.
Well, we've certainly had to think very carefully about how we would make these cuts. And, you know, obviously I'm pleased that we are maintaining some of the things that we were going to have to lose. For instance, you'll remember we sat here a year ago and talked about how we might have to share afternoon programmes across the East Midlands. And there could be a programme that would go out that would go across Leicestershire, across Derbyshire and across Nottinghamshire instead of the programme that we currently have with Richard. Well, thankfully, the changes that have been announced today mean that we can continue with a programme that just goes out across BBC Radio Nottingham. Richard's show will continue as it does. We will change our evening programmes, and obviously we still have to make these savings. We will have to make some changes. And one of the key changes that will be made across England will be a single programme across England between 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock, where England will have a chance to kind of talk to itself and the nation will have a chance to be a nation. Obviously, Scotland has its own radio service, Wales and Northern Ireland. So from 7 till 10, there'll be a chance for England to come together as a nation and talk. We will continue, though, to have local news for Nottinghamshire throughout that programme and local travel. And if Forest are playing, if Notts County are playing, we will opt out and carry the commentaries, obviously.